The president warning his patients with the unvaccinated is wearing thin. It's worn thin. And admitting tonight, he is frustrated.
He admitted, that's his spokesman, well, one of his many spokesmen at CNN, Don Lemon, one of the great journalists of his generation. He's an award-winning journalist. They pay him millions of dollars. And God, he's an embarrassment to humankind, isn't he? Yes, he is. That was a rhetorical question, obviously. Well, happy Friday to you. It is September 10th. In the year 2021, it is one day shy of 20 years since the troglodyte attacks of September 11th, 2001. And the White House is desperate to not talk about it, I guess. I've got to say, as someone that covered the Pentagon for about a decade, my office was in the Pentagon for about a decade, and was in the Pentagon on that fateful day 20 years ago. The plane crashed into the building as I was arriving in the north parking lot on my way in from home after watching what had been going on in New York. I was thinking this morning, gee, I wonder if they're so desperate to change the subject because they have intelligence in the pipeline that maybe tomorrow is not going to be good. Now, I'm just hypothesizing that it's possible that they know that they want to change the subject because there may be some reason for them other than the obvious, which is they completely botched the drawdown and withdrawal from Afghanistan, and that there are Americans still left behind. And what are those planes doing in Mazar-e Sharif? And the Washington Post has a great glowing story about how apparently 10 Americans made it out yesterday when they were granted the right to exit by the Taliban. And the Biden administration, what did they call the Taliban yesterday? Like honorable and respectful. Yeah, businesslike. They called them businesslike and other good things. These are words. They are much more charitable with the Taliban than they are with their next-door neighbors or with, for example, Governor Ron DeSantis or Governor Greg Abbott in Texas. Not so charitable with Americans. They really don't like Americans, today's Democrats. They're not on our side. I think that would be generous to say. And yesterday, Lunch Bucket Joe, he was an angry old coot, wasn't he? Kind of a crotchety old codger. And he was spun up yesterday. He was barking at people, and he's angry, and he's threatening Americans. There are all kinds of headlines that are just off the charts. And even the Associated Press jumped in, and British media, where they're considerably more blunt than American media, at least when it comes to covering Democrats. The British media will cover Democrats, not as fluffers like CNN and Don Lemon and the Washington Post and the Associated Press and the rest of them. But he was an angry codger yesterday. He was yelling at us. Did you get the impression he was barking at us? And he's hey, you know, get off my lawn's a little tired, but it's get off my White House lawn. The guy, there's something wrong with him. There are several things wrong with him, I think. And one of the things wrong with him is that he's president of the United States, and he doesn't like us. He doesn't like the people of the United States. He doesn't like people that stand up for the Constitution and rights and the laws, things like that. They're just not on our side, are they? No, they're not. And he's barking. He was reminding me of Homer Simpson's father again, Bart Simpson's grandfather, Abe Simpson. Last night, he was just snapping away, and old snapper turtle over there, and he's angry with us. And I was texting with some friends, with Jim and Randy, and we're texting back and forth while Joe Biden was yelling at us. And I said one of the things I texted back was I remember Donald Trump when he became, if he got his hackles up, when President Trump became angry, he was angry on our behalf. He was angry for us. He was representing our irritation when he barked about things. And Joe Biden is angry with us or angry at us. He is he's angry about us. It's the American people with whom he is angry. And the Taliban, not so much. They're gentlemanly and they're adorable, I think. Is that the other word that they used, adorable? These guys, they treat the Taliban like they're going into business with them, and for all we know, maybe they are. And they treat their fellow Americans as though they're incredibly hostile toward us because they are incredibly hostile toward us. How dare you? And what did he say? He said some crazy stuff. This is not about your rights and freedoms. It's not about rights and freedoms. You're the president of the United States. It's always about that, just by the way. And again, even the news media are speaking up a little bit. Not a lot. They're still fluffing him, and they're still covering for him. The Washington Post is an absolute embarrassment today, which is not unusual at all. But my friend Randy texted me because I watched it on delay. I was busy doing other things when he started, and then I got to watch it on the DVR a few minutes behind everybody else. And I said, it's not about freedom or personal choice. Well, this is America, son. Everything's about freedom and personal choice. Maybe you misunderstand the country that you preside over, the country of which you are president, the United States of America. It's not about freedom or personal choice. Wrong again, bozo, and just amazing stuff. Now there are some fun headlines, and that the White House will not be pleased with. Also, he's got this. It's the six pillars. He's got six pillars. He's trying to outdo Islam. Islam famously, of course, has five pillars, the five pillars of Islam. And the White House announced yesterday, not to be outdone by Islam as the Taliban takes over Afghanistan, that their new plan for vaccinations has six pillars. And they called them pillars, you know, like Islam, the same language that is used by the Taliban and al-Qaeda and by Muslims, you know, who are not bloodthirsty ghouls as well, by normal Muslims down the lane. Also, the five pillars of Islam and the six pillars of Biden's plan, vaccinating the unvaccinated, further protecting the vaccinated through booster shots, more shots, keeping schools open but mandating everything, increasing testing, requiring masks. What about the White House? And then we got this story that they are, this was kind of an amazing thing. They're going to exempt the post office. They're going to exempt the post office because, why wouldn't you? They said they're going to mandate that governments, of course, that all government employees, rather, millions of government employees and all the contractors that have employees that, you know, countries that companies, rather, that work for the government on various projects, they, too, will be required. And then he went even wilder and said all companies in the United States of America with 100 employees or more. Now, if you've got 101 employees, there may be one or two unlucky employees today, that it's mandatory for them. That's mandated, too. And he says that's 80 million Americans. 80 million Americans. That's what he's talking about, for which there will be mandates. But not, of course, the post office, because the post office endorsed him on the lead up to Election Day. Now, the Washington Post reported this last night, and I think they're rolling back their reporting on this and saying, no, I was told this by secret, anonymous Biden administration officials, but now it turns out that that's not true. They lied to me, or I lied to you, or somebody's lying in there. But they're lying all about it. They said they were going to exempt the post office, which I immediately responded to. It's like, oh, that's a good idea. You know, you should really take the single organization in the United States of America that is charged with going every day, federal government employees literally go door to door and visit every household, every home, and every business in the entire country almost every day of the year, and passes off a bundle of objects that require up close and personal handling, digital handling. You breathe it in, and you know, and then you touch your face 23 times an hour. And their plan was to exempt just the post office because the union endorsed Joe Biden on the very important, on this big mail-in election year, by the way. The postal unions, they came out and they said, oh, yeah, we're with Joe Biden because, you know, big government and unions, and they have corrupt leadership. And so then they say, oh, we're going to exempt the, when they have this mandate roll out yesterday, but we're going to exempt the post office, the Washington Post says, because they're the only government agency that has Well, they have 660,000 employees, and they go door to door to every household in every neighborhood. So, you know, why would you want them vaccinated? That seems to make a lot of sense. They should be the last ones vaccinated. That's using the old noodle, isn't it? It's called the Biden plan. But then the Washington Post apparently said, oh, oops, that whole story with my secret sources and stuff, that was all just BS. That was a lie. Don't believe me or don't believe my sources or don't believe whoever you don't want to believe. It's the Washington Post. Just extraordinary, extraordinary stuff. And of course, this, he times it. Today is the day before September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the 2001 attacks. And they timed this to, you know, drop this grenade in the punch bowl. They time it on the lead up to the 20th anniversary weekend, where there are all these commemorations and remembrance ceremonies and events, and it's all coming back to people and stuff. And they time it for that. Just amazing. People call them tone deaf. I don't know if it's tone deaf, if they're this stupid or if they're this corrupt. Those are the only two possibilities, though. There are some wonderful headlines from media people. Here's the Daily Mail out of the UK. That's the United Kingdom. It's like England, but different. It's another country altogether. And out of the UK, their headline is, Biden declares war on the 80 million unvaccinated Americans. Declares war on 80 million unvaccinated Americans? Yeah, that's exactly what the headline is. Because, you know, that's kind of the tone and the tenor last night was hostile, aggressively hostile. I don't think I've ever seen a president of the United States come out and speak to the American people like that. Of course, he's crazy. He's Abe Simpson from The Simpsons. He's the crusty old, he thinks the Spanish-American War was just a couple of weeks ago, this guy Joe Biden. And he's getting crustier than ever, and it's really time, I think, that, boy, even the Associated Press this morning, the headline is, Biden's war on virus becomes war on unvaccinated. That's a war on the American people. The Taliban, the anniversary of the 20th anniversary of September 11th attacks, and even the Associated Press, and this is one of their White House correspondents for the Associated Press, Biden's war on virus becomes war on unvaccinated. What, you know, I understand you don't want to talk about Afghanistan anymore or the border or the economy or your failed numbers on employment last month or inflation, gas prices or, you know, the gray-haired Afghan loons coming in with teenage girls saying, no, this is my wife. That's no problem. Or the people wandering off military bases calling Uber and going away from the, maybe those are things the Biden White House does not want to talk about. But to change the subject to, and again, they pit people against one another. It's what the left does everywhere. And the Democrat Party has been taken over by the left. They are the left. They're the international left. And a part of the international left is now very busy at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. And, of course, the American news media, the fluffers that they are for the DNC and the Biden White House. Just extraordinary, extraordinary stuff. But the pitting us against one another again, you know, there's along lines of race. Everybody's a white supremacist. The Democrats are the party of white supremacy, just by the way, and the Klan and everything else. But never mind that. The slavery and the Confederacy and Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors and the soft bigotry of low expectations and abortion and, you know, wiping out 40% of the black population. But let that not bother you at all, because they've got better PR. You know, their PR is the Washington Post, the New York Times and ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, HBO, Showtime. Shall I go on? And the rest, they're PR agencies and major media corporations and on and on it goes. But nevertheless, now they're pitting us against one another based on whether you've been vaccinated or not. I didn't think they could find new ways to pit groups of Americans against one another, but I underestimated them, I think. These are today's Democrats. And it was an extraordinary time, this Biden spasm yesterday, this fit that he was having in front of the nation. And I've got some audio from that. I've got a bunch of audio from that. And our news media friends, They, some of them in the Washington Post today and CNN, they think he should have gone farther and should still go farther. More mandates, more requirements. And by the way, just weeks ago and months ago, they were all saying, Biden and Psaki and the rest, that there should be no mandates. Of course, it's not appropriate for the government to mandate things like vaccines. That was the same people who yesterday are yelling at us about how you're going to lose your job and your income and you won't be able to put bread on the table for your family and keep the lights on and grandma's going to starve in a refrigerator box at the curb because you won't be able to go to work anymore because Joe Biden is going to mandate. It's kind of like Nazi Germany mandating what major corporations and industries will produce for the good of the state. You know, it's always the good of the state. It's closer to fascism than it is to communism today, but the day is young. We're at 888-630-9625 and the 20th anniversary of September 11th, 2001.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm gonna be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Yes, the Associated Press White House correspondent, Zeke Miller. Biden's war on virus becomes war on unvaccinated. And he writes from Washington, there is a source of frustration, a risk to their fellow citizens, a threat to the nation's economic recovery. Now listen to this part, second sentence from their White House reporter. Joe Biden is trying to concentrate the anger of the nation's inoculated majority against the stubborn 25% of eligible Americans who remain unvaccinated against COVID-19. Well, it says it right here that Joe Biden and the Democrats are trying to concentrate the anger of the majority against the minority, right? Which is classic Democrat Party style, going back to their bullwhips on the plantations and slavery and lynchings and things. They're trying to concentrate the anger of the nation's inoculated majority against the stubborn 25%. You're stubborn. Now, what do they know about your stubbornness? Well, they don't know anything about your stubbornness. And you know what? Here's the important part. They don't care. What about the Cleveland Clinic and other, you know, it's one of the leading medical institutions on the planet Earth, and other leading medical institutions like Johns Hopkins University and Dr. Marty McCary, who talk about the natural immunity of people that have been afflicted with the Wuhan and have recovered from it. And according to all of their testing and the science and the epidemiology and the breaking it down into different groups of people and examining their outcomes, they've concluded at the Cleveland Clinic and elsewhere that those who have natural immunity from having been afflicted with the virus are at least as immune and statistically, according to the Cleveland Clinic, more immune to the virus than those who have been vaccinated. Now, me, I was vaccinated very early on. I got two shots, Moderna. My best girl inoculated immediately, Johnson & Johnson, hours before they pulled it off the shelves because of the blood clotting thing. But this is an interesting time, and I've got a few interesting things to share with you on this.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Name named one of the best personal finance podcasts. The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Another story that the White House, the Biden administration, and the Democrats, and by extension the news media, don't want to talk about today. Fox Business has the story. Producer prices surge 8.3% annually. This is the fifth straight record gain in consumer prices, and Fox Business News reports today. Producer prices climbed at the fastest annual pace on record for the fifth consecutive month in August as supply chain disruptions and materials shortages continued to put upward pressure on costs. Now, why would that be a problem? You know, I don't know why, why wouldn't they want to talk about that? 8.3%, that's an enormous cut of your pay. Now, let's say, just to use round numbers, you made $100,000 last year, and you're going to make $100,000 this year. They're taking $8,300 out of your paycheck because of inflation. You see, this is an increase in prices, and that's money out of your pocket. And it's the fifth consecutive month, August was, of the fastest annual pace on record. The producer price index for final demand, that's what they like to call it, they're, you know, economic types, for final demand jumped 8.3% year over year, according to the Labor Department. The reading was hotter than the 8.2% increase that analysts surveyed were expecting, and above the 7.8 print recorded in July. The reading was the strongest since record-keeping began in November 2010. So producer prices rose 0.7% in August, slowing from the 1% increase the month prior. Economists were anticipating a 0.6% increase. So this is, you know, more bad news for you, more money out of your pocket, more Democrat economic policies coming not even back. It's in real time to bite us. And the news media, you know, Fox Business will report it. But this is not going to be on the front page of the Washington Post or the New York Times anytime soon. I can guarantee you that. So that's more Democrat economic policies, more money out of your pocket. This year, they're cutting your pay by 8.3%. All right. And whatever it was cut by last year, now with moderate inflation, now we're looking at, it's not quite Jimmy Carter inflation, I guess, but it's darn close. And he is worse than Jimmy Carter. He's worse than Jimmy Carter. And the mandates. Man, oh, Manischewitz. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. And we're going to get to Joe Biden audio, and we're going to get to the anniversary of September 11th. And maybe I'll get to my personal recollections. I don't like to throng my own rind, you know. But let's go to Katie, calling from San Andreas, California. Katie, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for taking my call. It's been a while since I've chatted with you.
Welcome.
And I just want to let everyone in the country know, mm-hmm. Joe Biden took this right out of California. This was going to be passed about today, actually. Got released 2 weeks ago. Everyone went crazy going, what are you doing to us? You are putting your boot on our throat, telling us we have to take this, whether we want it or we don't, whether we're high risk or not. And all of a sudden last week, in the cover of darkness, we're going to wait. And then yesterday,
no
the same
kidding.
Law, all the same mandates with the nurses, that was done here first. The schools, it was done here first. We have the toughest regulations here, which everyone knows. I live in the People's Republic of California. We all know this.
Yeah.
No secret. But this mandate came right out of Gavin Newsom's playbook. And I feel like Biden went to Newsom saying, hey, you're struggling. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but I feel like he went, you're struggling. I got you, man. I got your back. And I'm going to do it on a national level.
Chris, the recall election is the final day because now we have month-long election days because liberals can't vote on election day. Too complicated to show up and vote on election day for Democrats these days. Their brains have gone soft, among other things. So that the recall is the final day. The actual election day, I guess, whatever we call it, recall day, is September 14th, right? And I don't know, the last time I looked at the polls, of course, we've got an update on Larry Elder, too. Larry Elder had another radical leftist disrupt an event last night and had to be dragged out of the place. He was violent and crazy. Did you see that, Katie? There was another lefty at another Larry Elder event. And these people are just crazier and crazier. And political violence and political disruption have been made a normal, everyday thing, except on January 6th, when everybody's outraged in the media and the Democrat Party. But another violent lunatic at another Larry Elder event. This one wasn't wearing a racist gorilla mask. And I don't know if you saw this, Katie, but the the sheriff of Los Angeles County, Villanueva, He tweeted out yesterday, how is this not a hate crime? Talking about the gorilla mask white woman attacking Larry Elder and racial slurs and throwing things at him and assaulting his security people. And even the L.A. County sheriff is now, I think he's the sheriff. Maybe he should declare it a hate crime. He's wondering where the Democrat politicians are on this whole thing. But I didn't know back to your central point, Katie, I didn't know that Gavin Newsom and California had this, all these same mandates. And then last week they said, we're going to put that on ice for now, huh? And now the White House rolls it out.
They said we will wait.
So they're kind of...
They said we will wait until January.
You think there may have been some coordination there?
Oh, I believe it. I know it's conspiracy theory. I know it's going down the rabbit hole, all that stuff. But it's too coincidental. Mm-hmm. It was walked back too quietly, too fast. It was too easy last week.
Yeah.
And
suddenly their mandate went poof. And then today, bing, here it pops up over here. It's like whack-a-mole.
Yeah, and it's all, he is disgracing these families of 9/11. You couldn't wait till Monday to do this. Right. You have to do it 2 days before. So it takes 9/11 in Afghanistan off the front cover. It puts it on the back burner. Everyone is looking at this. Everyone is looking at their employer this morning. Employer this morning going, what are you going to make me do?
Right.
And my husband and I sat down and we had this conversation last night going, what are we going to do? And my husband's face was heartbreak. It was heartbreaking for me to see because he goes, I have to provide for my family. What do I do? And I said, you don't have a choice. And that's what's so upsetting, to see that in his face, to be forced that way, because you've taken our choice away. We have freedom of choice in this country, as long as it fits their narrative. And you took that away. We are supposed to be a free country, and you took all that away. You are mandating things on a federal level. You're going after states. You're disgracing our founding fathers. And he is by far the worst president.
So, Katie, you and your husband have chosen not to be vaccinated. You are you're being put in a position by Joe Biden where your husband is going to feel compelled to be vaccinated, whatever your reasons may be. And you've and now you feel, well, he's got to put, and I mentioned it a few minutes ago, he's got to put food on the table for the family. So he's been put into a corner by Joe Biden and the federal government, and he's going to be compelled to undertake a medical treatment that for whatever reason he objects to, in order to provide for his family. That's where you are.
Absolutely. And the thing is, I just want more research. I just want to know more. And we were just waiting. And I feel it's all a personal choice. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't, don't. But stop with the fighting. Stop with the mandating. And we feel like it's a movie, and you always reference movies. It feels like it's Sophie's Choice. What child do you give up? What do you do?
Yeah.
And you're being forced to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a yucky feeling.
And that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. It cuts against the grain of what it means to be an American and what America is all about, what the country was founded on, individual liberties and freedoms and no interference from the government in your personal life. And they're making all these crazy analogies. We've got this, the Republicans don't want you to mandate vaccinations, but they want to mandate that you keep your baby. Like that's an appropriate analogy of some kind. First of all, that's not what the Texas law does. And that law's on the front page of the Washington Post again today. Because, God, they love abortion. Or maybe I shouldn't say God, but, a dog is their co-pilot. So a dog, they love abortion. Amazing stuff. Well, Katie, so is your husband then going to go get vaccinated? Or you're hitting the pause button? Or what are you doing now?
He is looking at everything. My brother and sister-in-law have done a lot of research on the various vaccines, which one to take and whatnot, for various reasons. And he goes, let's just see how the election goes on Tuesday, and then we'll take it up again on Wednesday morning.
Yeah. What do you think's going to happen in the recall election?
In all common sense, Larry Elder should win.
Yeah.
Do I think they're going to cheat? Do I think they're going to go until the 25th hour?
Right.
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to fight. I think Gavin Newsom, what people outside California, and I tell my family this on the East Coast all the time, that you don't understand that COVID was the straw that broke the camel's back. This recall has been happening for a while, and this started back in 2019 when he shut the power off and he's screaming at the power company. Come to find out he took all this money from the power company. That angered people. So we're angry for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
You're not listening to us.
All right.
I hope and pray Larry Elder wins. It would be a turning point of the entire country.
Yeah.
Because if California goes, they're going to panic. Because then that puts Virginia in play. It puts 2022 in play on steroids.
Listen to you.
So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm also interested to know when he's going to officially pardon Sirhan. Since the Democrats are pushing for that, and Sirhan was granted parole by the parole board in California, but now it needs the blessing of the governor, Gavin Newsom. And I expect whichever way the recall election goes that he's going to give the okay to that. I really do.
Definitely.
Since you mentioned the power blackouts in California, there's a story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, get ready for blackouts. Get ready for the blackouts. Mismanagement and the push for renewables are degrading the reliability of the U.S. electrical grid. And the Wall Street Journal has a big story on how the Democrats, depending on wind and solar and not investing in actual energy generation, is going to lead not just in California, but across the country to rolling brownouts and blackouts, which we see in third world countries and second world countries and countries being run into the ground by socialists. And now the Wall Street Journal is warning us that what we've been seeing in California, we can expect to see across the country. And again, that's another story that's going to get no attention at all by the phony baloney news media. Listen, Katie, God bless you and your family. And I hope for the best for you. You know, I got vaccinated. My best girl got vaccinated. Fine. I was a little tired for about a day after the second one. I got the Moderna thing. And I know a lot of people have been vaccinated. I also know a lot of people have not been vaccinated. So, you know, well, wait till I get into Joe Biden's audio. His tone and his tenor was as important or were as important as the things that he said yesterday. And I look forward to getting into them. Katie, God bless you. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You bet. You too. Let's go to Don calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Don, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Don. How are you?
Hey. It's very nice to speak to you.
Welcome.
I'm doing good. Hey, yeah, I was thinking if anybody had noticed two people or two groups that were left out of the mandate, you know, people that are on government assistance and, of course, the people coming over the southern border.
and people being flown in by the thousands, by the tens of thousands from Afghanistan, where they're being offered the free vaccine because we're very generous people. And what is we have? I think about 30% of the people coming across the southern border are refusing the vaccine, even though we're very generously offering it for free to them. And then they're being bussed and flown around the country to various locations. You got tens of thousands of people coming in from Afghanistan. There, some of them are old gray men bringing their little child brides, but they're not really their brides. They've just kidnapped little girls off the streets of Kabul and elsewhere in Afghanistan, bringing them in. And if they don't want the vaccines, what are we doing about that? Are we mandating that for Afghan refugees? Are we mandating it for people coming across the southern border? And the post office, I love the post office thing. That's absolutely crazy, these guys. Yeah, you're right, of course, Don. And you know, government mandates, and they love this, you know, mandates for us. They've been mandating it until, I guess, yesterday. I still don't think we have clarification or clarity on what happens with White House staff, White House employees. But they were not required to get the vaccination as of yesterday when they got out of bed. I don't know if that changed last night or not, because they had the option of being regularly tested at taxpayer expense, naturally, as government employees. But they could refuse the vaccine, as White House staff could decline the vaccine. And I don't know if that's changed, because they're weaseling this thing up all over the place and flip-flopping and don't know exactly what's happening. But we're going to get into what Joe Biden said shortly. And, of course, tomorrow, the 20th anniversary of the September 11th troglodyte attacks. We're going to get into that as well. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Also, the you know, the White House and politicians are constantly polling. They spend a lot of money constantly taking polls. And there's a new poll out today that finds that 69% of us, nearly 7 in 10 of us, say things in the country are going badly. All right? Now, this is much worse than it was just a couple of months ago. In March, CNN poll, and this is a CNN stinking poll. Their friends in the media also take polls for them to try to help them, and then they massage the polls, which is what CNN is doing today. In March, 60% of us said that things were going badly. Now, 69% of us say that things are going badly. 62% of us say economic conditions in the United States are poor. That's up from 45% in April. And these are really bad signs for the White House. And they're constantly polling ahead of CNN and alongside CNN. And they knew that these bad poll numbers were coming. And yesterday, they just threw an M80 in the punch bowl here. Joe Biden is the turd in the punch bowl, I think. Amazing, amazing stuff, I'm telling you. Let's see. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Christine, calling from Baltimore, Maryland. Christine, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm looking at the vaccine mandate, and here in the Baltimore, Washington area, there's some of the people who have not been vaccinated are minorities, particularly African American. So I'm concerned that this is a racial and or racist issue, forcing these segments of population to get a vaccine they don't want.
Well, in terms of race and ethnicity, the least vaccinated population is African Americans. The most vaccinated population is Asians. The second most vaccinated is Anglo-European Caucasians. And in between Anglo-European, Caucasians, and African-Americans, we have Hispanics. So the least vaccinated are African-Americans. The second least vaccinated are Hispanics. And mandating this certainly will, therefore, ipso facto, hit African-Americans harder. If you're going to be fired from your job for not being vaccinated, that will disproportionately impact African-Americans. Right, Christine?
Absolutely. That's my point.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why more leaders of the segments of the population that are being required to do this don't speak out.
Well, you know, it's everybody's been intimidated. Everybody has been terrorized by the kind of the reign of terror of the left in the United States, cancel culture. And now the government is engaging in cancel culture.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.